Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast, Wednesday, May 12th, 2021. And boy, it's a special time of year. It's always ripe for revelation between Passover, which is a Jewish holiday. It was right around Resurrection Sunday, Easter, and go all the way through Pentecost, which was the celebration of the coming of the Holy Spirit. It's always that time of year that's powerful to hear God. So right now, April through May 23rd is a time that things are opening up greater and the Lord is releasing some prophetic insight into your situation right now. And, you know, it may cause some healing and some revelation into deeper things. You know, it's not limited to physical healing. Every aspect of healing is going on right now. Spiritual, emotional, relational, financial. God is doing things deep. So Lord, we ask that you would open the heavens right now over this time together. We ask that you would impart what's needed. And there's a few prophetic words you told me to release. I just pray that people will be able to receive that into the good soil, whatever it means. And we ask for your Holy Spirit to increase in Jesus' name. Amen. I just released a powerful prophetic word for the month of May. It's on my Spirit Connection podcast last week and also on my blog. It's episode 179 called The Backlog of Revelation is Now Being Released at Pentecost. And let me just recap it, but there's so much to it. You're going to want to go check this out, especially the video version. It's in written form, goes out all over the world. But the video version, I do a lot of ministry and impartation, so that's episode 179. But Pentecost is the time when the power of the Holy Spirit came for the first time. And it was on the believers of the early church, Acts chapter 2. And if you look at that, a new sound came. That was in Acts 2, 1, a new sound. The Lord said, this is what's going on right now. A new sound from heaven is being released, new power. And also the Acts 2 experience that they had with prophecy, dreams, and visions. Also, angelic encounters are going to be released. Acts 2, 17 and 18, the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit out on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days that they will prophesy. God's moving on everybody, men, women, boys, and girls. And he's just looking for people right now who's going to say yes. So this Pentecost is actually May 23rd, and it's the release of the backlog of revelation because of the pandemic and because of all the attacks of the enemy. So the ability to see greater things is going to come. Jesus said greater things that you will do. But he also said in John 1:50, he said, you will see greater things than this. And then he added, he went on to say, you'll see heaven open and angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Now that's called Jacob's ladder because that's exactly what Jacob saw in the book of Genesis. You'll see that. But this is happening in the New Testament. It's happening now too. The Lord is opening over you and over people. Just ask for it and you'll get it. He's also sending helper angels. Psalm 20 verse 2, supernatural help is coming. Greater peace and greater glory. His glory is the power of the Lord, but it's coming with peace. And that's Haggai 2:9. This is a recap of the word mostly, but the most moving part of this for me, this experience I had, is when I saw a mass exodus of people coming out of the wilderness, out of the dark night of the soul. I saw that people had the candles lit that was almost had gone out in some cases, but they were exiting the season of the dark night of the soul. I came out. I know I was in it. Everyone was in it. The Lord was using it. So there's a lot more. Again, go to the episode 179 and check the whole thing out. But this week, I want to focus on one part of that. That's that vision I had about people coming out of the dark night of the soul. and out of the wilderness. Now, this was powerful. The word of the Lord right now is that Satan's plans are being exposed. And here's the word. This is the word of the Lord. When he said this to me, I don't usually say, you know, speak in the thus saith the Lord types of words. I usually see and then interpret. But this is what he said. He said, thus saith the Lord, since Satan has overplayed his hand against you, I am going to reveal his plans. I am forcing him to show you what has been hidden and give you the plan to overcome. So since Satan has overplayed his hand, the Lord's saying, I'm going to make him show your hand. He's going to show his hand. And also, I heard the Lord say, just stay focused on what I'm doing. Do not focus on the attacks in the midst of the storm, and you're going to see my light, and I'm going to make a way in the wilderness for you. And so for this week, I want to focus on helping people really get the joy of the Lord back. And I got this word when I was preparing for this yesterday. I heard the Lord say, Nehemiah 8:10, do not grieve. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And we're moving out of place of grieving over our losses, over disappointments. But I tell you, I mean, there's a time to grieve appropriately, of course, if you're going through losses and stuff, it's a time to grieve. But the Lord's saying, don't focus on that. Focus on what's ahead. There's something right now about stepping out of this and getting your strength of the Lord, even if you are in a time of extreme loss. It's good to focus on what's here. And I had to do this. I was in a tough place a few weeks ago. I mean, I was pinned down. And I know that I lived prophetic words out. I knew I was receiving something that was bigger other people were going to. And so, you know, the enemy had tried to shut me down. Satan was shutting me down. I couldn't even hear him. Now, I was getting things for, you know, for the prophetic words, things I released. But I was still having a battle for him. My goodness. But I had an office in Marina Del Rey, and I operate out in public. I'm in a co-working environment, you know, and I'm always doing evangelism and doing outreach in my daily life. But you know what happened? Grace suddenly lifted for me to be there, and I was going through a time where I couldn't even go into the office, and Satan was shutting me down. I knew why, because I had seen the plans. Suddenly, the Lord showed me. A 7-year assignment I had here in Hollywood. He showed me things about what is over Hollywood, over the things that were going on, you know. And then suddenly, Satan's coming against me heavy, like wouldn't stop. But I stood in the midst of my storm, and I pressed in with the Lord. And I had to take some radical steps to get out of that. But I tell you, this is what I did. I remember clearly several times I was hit so hard, all I could do was sing and laugh. It was hideous. I mean, it was one of those attacks. It was too obvious. It was too much. I knew it wasn't the Lord, and I just laughed. Even though I was in pain, I just laughed. And so I had to take some radical steps to leave my office, put everything in storage. In fact, Spirit Connection, if you look back, the entire month of April, I pre-taped all that. And put everything, got out of that office, put everything in storage for a month. I pre-taped all my words. The Lord gave them ahead of time. Then I began to press in because I knew the Lord was saying to move about 15 miles away. And I keep hearing the Lord about Encino, California for us. Our office is still in Santa Maria. That's about 2 hours away from Los Angeles. That's where we have headquarters and everything. But we're located here, you know, trying to influence Hollywood. And I heard the Lord that he was going to do something new, but I needed to shift. And I needed to go about 15 miles away, very close to where we first started in Light Connection when we first came to L.A. in 2003, is Sherman Oaks. It's very close to where Sean Bowles is. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the industry over here on this side. It's still in Los Angeles. But I had to get out and step in, take some radical steps, put everything in storage. My office, that was horrible. Pre-tape everything. I had to battle through the night on things. Then it broke. Oh, my goodness. Here I am. I'm recording my very first Spirit Connection from my new office in Encino. And it's amazing what the Lord did. He opened things. And I just say, my goodness, how good is the Lord? And, you know, an amazing shift. And I no longer am battling like I was. I was battling over my location over there because of Hollywood. But I'm now influencing Hollywood in a different way here. And so I'm saying, this is the word of the Lord right now. Some people are going to be shifting your assignments. In fact, I heard the Lord is moving, and so am I. And when I said, I'll end and move, we just repositioned 15 miles. But there's a movement happening right now. And the key to it is joy. I had to get my breakthrough in joy. In Psalm 126, verse 5, those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. We've been hit so very, very hard in all the aspects with the pandemic, superstorms, violence, the injustices. But I tell you, the enemy's trying to get you to give up before your breakthrough. I held on to mine, and I got my breakthrough. And I'm still working on some stuff, but boy, there's been a major time and a major shifting. So, you know, the attacks against you right now, you know, think about it. They're trying to bring us into isolation. It's a pretty big, actually, with the pandemic hitting, trying to divide the people out from a mother because of this powerful thing. You know, one could put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000. One can be overpowered. Two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not easily broken. If two agree together, it will be done. See, there's power in agreement. When my storm hit, when Satan hit me, I pushed in even further with agreement. I started agreeing with prayer. I was on the phone. I tell you, I pressed in. I want to encourage you right now. That's been the attack of the enemy is, first of all, to get us divided so that we're not meeting together. The second one is Proverbs 17:22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Notice that when we lack joy, our bones can be dried. Very similar to Ezekiel 37, the valley of dry bones could actually be a result of the Proverbs 17:22 removal of joy. But I saw the dry bones, people getting up and getting out of the valley of dry bones and exiting this time. And, you know, it's the lack of joy that can affect your health. It can dry your bones, your spirit. Actually, it'll mess with you bad. And that's what's going on right now. There's power to break these attacks off right now. And you're not alone in this. And don't think that the Lord has forgotten you. Joy is returning to the house. Joy needs to return to your house. You know, we're the temple of the Holy Spirit. Joy needs to return. You need to get up and dance, take walks, laugh, do whatever it is. So it's time to move out of grief. And I saw the Psalm 56, verse 8. These are scrolls. The Lord records your misery. He lists your tears in scrolls. And right now, as I speak this, the courts of heaven are meeting over you with the books of suffering, and that there's promotions coming out of it, repayments coming right now. And this Nehemiah 8:10 word, do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. This is a fresh word from the Lord right now. In the proper time to grieve, of course, but to get through this storm, you'll need to dance and get up and move. The Lord said, I'm doing a new thing, Isaiah 43:18. See, watch this. I'm going to spring up. I'm going to move in the wilderness. So here's some steps I took. You know, yours might vary, but I want to encourage you to do this. I began to worship and sing in the Spirit. Now, tongues, new songs, worship songs, it doesn't matter. Don't get hung up on the theology of it here. Just do it. I start singing in the Spirit. I tell you, when I was up 2 a.m, I was looking at my journal when I wrote this, and I was hit so hard, all I could do was sing and dance, and it shifted. It took a few days, even weeks, to move things, but it did. And maybe you need to sing a song like, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Remember that? something to do to get you out of where the enemy has you right now. So the other thing is, fix your eyes on the Lord. That will get you out of the storm. I had to give up the way I normally do things. I was used to spending time with the Lord in a certain way. I had to give that up during this time. I had to be flexible to go with the flow. So there was times when I had to get up at 2 and 3 in the morning and deal with things. I was wanting to stay in bed and everything. But hey, that's what it took. I'm finally still in the season, that part of it. But I also found some songs that really work, because there's the joy of the Lord will release a new song over you, a new sound. For me, it might be different for you, but there's two songs that helped me. Kim Walker Smith. I love her. She was on my podcast, and she has a CD. Her original actually was called Here Is My Song. Here Is My Song, track 9 is Can I Have More of You? And then track 10, the last two, is Spontaneous Song 5 Live. And those two songs, you could try some, but they were joyful songs. Psalm 30, verse 11 says, But you turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You've taken away my clothes of mourning. You've clothed me with joy, that I might sing praises and not be silent, my Lord, my God. Wow, Lord, I pray for people. I release this over people. I release the power and presence. I release over you the ability to get joy in the storm. I pray for the joy of the Lord to become our strength. Release these new songs. I also pray for those who have major callings that are going to come out of this. The reconciliation of the books of tears that's happening right now in Jesus' name. Amen. I would invite you, hey, May 22nd, I'm going to be doing an online training called Prophecy, Dreams, and Vision, Releasing Pentecost Power. May 22nd, 10 a.m. Price is $37. The best 37. I mean, that's cheaper than a cup of coffee a day. I'm preparing. This is a ministry level course that you can take. It's live, but we'll send you the recording in case you haven't been part of what I do. I've been doing these trainings for a long time now. But basically, Satan has sent attacks against us to divide us, to bring confusion. And we need to get back into the ability to hear the Lord, to get ready to break through this. And when I got this word, you know, about Pentecost being the time, this is the end of the 49 days of the original prophetic word that I received back in April. During that time, I even was confirmed with an earthquake, if you were following back then. But the Lord said 49 days from the last day of Passover, and it was also Resurrection Sunday, April 4th, 49 days we were going to walk through Matthew 13 level of healing and restoration. I mean, the whole chapter of Matthew 13, the Holy Spirit weed eaters are coming, and deeper mysteries and revelation is here. And, you know, during this time, the last actual day of that 49-day word on the day of Pentecost is May 23rd. Well, this training is May 22nd, and the Lord spoke to me that there would be a power being released. And maybe you're just kind of sick and tired of being sick and tired. Maybe the pandemic's got you down, or all the weird stuff that's been going on outside. I just want to invite you to be part of this if you can, or to let someone know, because dream interpretation is one of my highest, higher callings anyway, that I have, that I don't do as much anymore. But we'll be talking about dreams, visions, angelic encounters, how to do the interaction with them, how to open up your dreams, some new revelation I've got, how to release Pentecost power, how to move and flow in the Spirit. And the Lord's doing something right now. I'm so excited over this. And just go to DougAddison.com/release power. Check out the video. I hope that we can see you there. But also, be encouraged. A word for mothers. Whether you're a spiritual mother, I saw people grieving. He had not been a mother, or could not become a mother, or who had not gotten married, who wanted to be a mother. The Lord said that many of you are indeed spiritual birthing mothers. And this is a time when I saw the mothers, this word about grief, do not grieve. This word that the Lord's releasing right now about the do not grieve, the Nehemiah 8:10. Is for you. It's for mothers who've been grieving because you couldn't become a mother. These are women who've been grieving because you couldn't become a mother. And the second group is the mothers who've been grieving over your children and your grandchildren for salvation. The Lord says, do not grieve, for I am going to release joy over you. And there's going to be salvation come to your family. It's going to look different than you thought. I saw another prophetic word over mothers. And many of you who have been battling in the storm. The Lord said, I'm going to give you new strength. Step into this joy word. This word is for you. And right now, I just release that anointing. The power that raised Jesus from the dead is available to you. The power that was there on the day of Pentecost is there. So, Lord, I pray for the mothers. I pray for everybody. Whether you're a spiritual mother, the Lord says, whether you're a natural mother or a spiritual mother, that all are being called to this new season and this new time. And for fathers and all of us, we just ask now for your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.